She is quite simply the prettiest witch of her generation.
So glad that February is over. Moving is for the birds. I recently said that this place that I've got now could be haunted by demons and ghosts and ghouls, and we would just have to learn to live together because never again anytime soon. But besides that, I'm getting settled in. I'm continuously trying to improve my soundproofing because I notice little things that I need to tweak or whatever, but for doing it in the small amount of time that I did, I'm really proud of myself. I'm also happy that I pretty much stayed on schedule. I know that things got a little bit like rushed more than normal for me because I usually have like a strict schedule of when I post things. But honestly, for moving and there being 28 days in the month, I patted myself on the back. So moving on back to our regular schedule, March is off to a running start. I spent yesterday getting some admin stuff done, working on some commissions, editing, just genuinely trying to plan this month out as much as I can. So let's talk about Patreon stuff. We have polls up, which I have linked in the monthly message and in the post for the hype thing for March, but I will link them again in here in case you missed it. So go ahead and vote. Let your voice be heard. I also put up a suggestion box for the soundtracks to stroke to. Now, let me go ahead and say, I really appreciate all of the entries thus far. They've been some really good ideas. Now, I will probably end up using those for other kinds of audios here for Patreon because they're more involved. Let me remind you kind of that soundtracks to stroke to are mostly kind of just like talking about like a kink. It's not really like a role play. So if you go back and look, I had like the jack off instructions, but it was like daddy boyfriend themed, or talking about having an oral fixation and doing like mouth noises, kind of ASMR stuff. So I really love the suggestions that I've gotten, and I'm definitely going to use them because I really do like them, but it'll probably be more for like short little role play audios, which are always fun. If I can figure out, I need to like work my brain around it. If I can figure out how to kind of weave that into the format of how I've done soundtracks to stroke to, we'll see what I can do. But I appreciate the entries thus far. If you maybe, let's put it this way, if you maybe have like a kink or a topic, like in the past, I did one about spanking because I love getting spanked. So something like that. If you really love, I don't know, let me think of something off the top of my head. I haven't had enough coffee yet. Anal. Oh my God, you're crazy about fucking girls in the ass. I mean, who isn't? I do love anal. Anal princess. But that's just something off the top of my head. That's where my brain's at this morning. Hello. Hi. So anyway, if you have like a kink that maybe I haven't talked about, or it's something that you're into and you want to hear, throw it in there. Also, you can use that suggestion box to give me the suggestions kind of like that are more like involved role play things. And I'll just see it and know that, okay, I can probably use this for this or whatever. Because let me tell you, sometimes my brain really needs a break. So I appreciate all of the suggestions more than you know. And they've been really interesting so far. So creative. My patrons are the best. Okay, so we have those. I've already hyped you up in that one post. But the Kitsune audio, I'm super excited about. Thank you, Pale Great. That script is amazing. What else? I did commission a script from LSI, but as you can probably guess, You're going to have to listen to that on the free sites because it's going to be a free audio, you know, because, you know, it's about stuff. Wink, wink. So look for that. It's going to be really, really, really fun. I've already recorded it, but I'm spending an exuberant amount of time editing it because I want it to be perhaps even a little bit more immersive than normal. It really deserves it because he truly outdid himself with what I asked him to write me. So, what else? Last month when I posted the 10K audio, I told you that I had already hit 11K. I am not going to do anything for 11K because it feels a bit redundant. But when I hit 12K, we will do another little celebration thing. And then when I hit the big milestone further on, we'll do stuff like that. Bigger things. Maybe I'll do another live record or whatever. So, what else did I want to run over? I think that's pretty much it. Polls are up. Oh, we will be finishing No End House this month. And then I have, did I? Yes, I did. I did check. I have another little creepypasta series that I went ahead and double checked that it's safe for me to use it. It's not like copyrighted. I do love that. I really do love that they let people just like, hey, unless it says so, you can totally use this. It's really nice. So this is another one that I read a long time ago. It was one of like the first creepypastas that I read. So I'm excited to get into that, but I think we're going to be getting into that one in April. March is a fun month. I love March because we have daylight savings. The days get longer. You know, daylight savings is a joke, but it is nice getting longer days. Whatever. I mean, losing an hour of sleep. What is sleep? So that'll be fun. Also, if I put this in the message yesterday, but if the Patreon bot has done something fucky with your role, please let me know and I'll fix it for you. If the link wasn't working yesterday and you're new or you haven't joined Discord and you would like to, it isn't mandatory. You can do whatever you want. It's no big deal. If it doesn't work or something, you can always message me. That also being said, if you ever have any questions, you can send me a message. This is my full-time job. I might not answer you like right away, but I will get to you within like a short amount of time because I have ADHD and I don't like seeing like notifications. It freaks me out. Also, I really just like staying on top of things and, you know, you guys support me, so I try to be there for you. What else? I'm like looking over my notes. I always have them on my computer screen, so I'm like ducking behind my mic to read it. Yeah, I guess that's it. Please vote in the polls. As you know, like the fun thing about those is even if, you know, one doesn't win, it still becomes like an early access. Sometimes I decide not to put them anywhere else for like months, like I did with the librarian thing. I didn't post that. God, I think I recorded that like back in like June, and it was just, I did it as an early access, but it had just been sitting around. So yeah, I do that sometimes. There is one audio from last month, The Mermaid. I'm still editing that, so that will go out at some point. There are lots of little things that I've just done, like side stuff that I haven't really talked about that, okay, my brain is really weird. Sometimes I will have an idea and I don't know how to immediately execute it, so I don't make it into a poll, or I have it like at 3 a.m. And so I get in my little soundproofed area and I record it and I'm just like, okay, maybe I'll do something with that. So I have like a whole folder. It's not big, but a folder of like ideas that I've had that maybe I just recorded because I'm like, oh, that was fun. Or, ooh, that would make for something neat. Maybe I should go try and like improv that. That is the fun thing, I will say, about learning the skill of improv is it's always ever changing. I try to exercise that muscle on a regular basis so that I can become better. I mean, that is always the goal, right? To like get better and better and better and better. So that's what I'm trying to do. Also, every month we edge ever closer to meeting the Patreon goal. It's always, you always, you know, it dwindles at the beginning of the month or whatever, and then it goes back up. But I'm one of those people that like slow and steady wins the race, and it is ever closer and ever closer every month. So I'm super excited. I have that ready to go whenever we hit it, and I am beyond stoked to get an ASMR microphone. Like I've said a million times before, ASMR is like one of my favorite things, and I want to give you ear nom noms. And I also would like to use it for like doing videos or streaming or something. There's so many things that I want to do now that I have a bigger creative space to do things in. So this is only the beginning. Last note. Oh, so starting probably in May, I am going to do sporadic little, like, I don't want to call them aftercare, but just like little comfort audios. I used to do them like girlfriend stuff, but now that I have a better, again, understanding of like improv, I can kind of work around it. I do not ever claim to be the most fluffy emotional person ever. I am aptly named. I can be a bit of a lizard. I try not to be. I'm a very caring person. I do care about people, but I can be a bit of a lizard. So I have gotten better at doing fluffier things and being a little bit more in touch with my feelings via like audios, because I do love, I do love the acting portion of this, and that is, you know, that does hit that kink for me. So lots of fun things coming. I'm sorry if this is crazy sounding. I didn't really do a long one last month because I was so, guys, I was so stressed last month. I literally, as most people know, or especially if you're on Discord server, I had like called Talking Spud one day during the middle of the month, and I was like, I don't think I can do this. I'm freaking out. I have so many things to do, and it's not up to my sound quality. And I just had a major freak out, and he was like, relax, calm down, it's okay. So I really, really care about what I put out and how I put it out, and that you're happy, and you know, because I care about my job, and I care about doing a good job, and I really like what I do. And as an artist, because I do consider myself an artist, I do consider this my art. I love being able to create things off the top of my head or recycle things or whatever. I love it. So I like doing a good job. So thank you for sticking with me last month. I know that I was like really out there, and I was just really stressed because my biggest thing is I am, believe it or not, a big people pleaser, and I like to meet goals and schedules and things that I set for myself. And that's just me. Little insight into how my head works. It's also partly in being an only child. If you're an only child, you get this. We strive, baby. We are going to strive to go above and beyond to make people happy. So anyway, I'm so excited for this month. I am feeling creatively charged and happy and just centered. Things are good. It's nice having my babies back full time. I love my dogs. They really do make me centered and calmer despite being a bit crazy themselves. It definitely helps. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I looked the other day, because I'm taxes, am I right? I looked the other day at like my growth from this time last year, and this might not be important to anybody but me, but it's head and shoulders. And that just makes me feel so happy that like I'm not in competition with anybody but myself. And as long as I'm steadily doing better and better and better and better, I am happy. Happy. H-A-P-P-Y. So thank you for being here with me. I hope you have a beautiful day. Tomorrow you can expect a soundtrack to Stroke 2 that I recorded last weekend. So that's the one for this month. And that's why I put out a suggestion box in case you want to give me some. But that one will be out tomorrow. And it is a surprise one. You'll have to listen and see what it's all about. So I will see you soon.